With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With the Israel-Hamas ceasefire due to end today following one more hostage-prisoner swap, there is a behind-the-scenes effort to keep the truce going.
International mediators were pressing to extend the ceasefire in Gaza that is set to expire after Monday. The two sides had prepared for a fourth exchange of militant-held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Israel has said it would extend the ceasefire by one day for every 10 additional hostages released. Hamas has also said it hopes for an extension of the four-day truce, which was mediated by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt. I'm Karen Shamas.
Yesterday, Hamas released 17 hostages, including a four-year-old Israeli-American girl whose parents were killed by the terrorists. Israel set 39 Palestinian prisoners free yesterday. Arraignment set today for a 48-year-old Burlington, Vermont man charged in Saturday night's shooting of three men of Palestinian descent. The three 20-year-olds are hospitalized, two in stable condition. The third suffers more serious wounds. Also at SRNnews.com, first it was Black Friday, then came Shop Local Saturday, and now it's Cyber Monday.
Consumers logged on early to scour the internet for online deals as they begin to cap off a five-day post-Thanksgiving shopping bonanza. Cyber Monday, a term coined back in 2005 by the National Retail Federation, continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. For several major retailers, the Cyber Monday sale is a days-long event that began over the weekend. Consumer spending for Cyber Week, the five major shopping days between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday, provides a strong indication on how much shoppers are willing to spend during the holiday season. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 41 points. NASDAQ futures off 17. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse needs help.
The giant Christian relief agency is calling for volunteers to man the processing centers for its annual Operation Christmas Child program. Americans have dropped off millions of shoeboxes full of small gifts and the gospel for kids in poor countries around the globe. Now the boxes must be prepared for delivery. Volunteers can sign up at SamaritansPurse.org to work at centers in Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, Dallas, and several other places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have now closed mosques in two other provinces that have large populations of Muslims. This is SRN News. Remembering the life and legacy of a former First Lady.
Memorial events to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter start Monday with a wreath-laying ceremony at Georgia Southwestern State University in the town of Americus, Georgia, about 15 minutes from Plains, where the First Lady went to college. Jill Stuckey, superintendent of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park Service, tells reporters,
Mrs. Carter will be buried here in Plains on their home property.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former First Lady Laura Bush scheduled to attend a tribute celebration for Mrs. Carter on Tuesday. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
A newly unsealed legal complaint claims Facebook's parent Meta deliberately engineered its social platform to hook kids. The complaint also alleges the company knew but never disclosed it received millions of complaints about underage users on Instagram. More details at srnnews.com.